talk about Bigfoot. A little off topic. I was living in Santa Maria, which is, you know, like half Hispanic, and I was like, I was in the barrio, and my neighbors were like, you know, they had like lots of live animals, like roosters that would crow in the middle of the morning, and they'd be like playing mariachi music late into the night. Excuse me. So I was joking about moving up to Oregon to be with my people, making a joke about like the demographics of Oregon, which is like, you know, 90% Caucasian. And my friend said, "Oh, Bigfoot." So anyhow. So the question is, would there ever be enough evidence from eyewitness testimony to convince you that a miracle had occurred? So what, and how is this, think about how this relates to the question about transubstantiation. It says, believe in Jesus because of the testimony of the apostles, but don't believe, which is based on the senses, but don't believe what's right before your eyes, because that's an illusion. And the idea is that your senses, like what you're immediately perceiving right now, takes priority, and then what somebody tells you secondhand, that's like weaker evidence. So then the question is, what about miracles?
What is a miracle?
Good question. What is a miracle? Hume defines a miracle as a violation of the laws of nature. And Hume says, just think about your experience. Your experience is that, let's see, it's on page 207. A miracle is a violation of the laws of nature, and the firm and unalterable experience has established these laws. The proof against a miracle from the very nature of the fact is as entire as any argument from experience can possibly be imagined. Why is it more probable that all men must die, that lead itself remain suspended in the air, lead cannot of itself remain suspended in the air, that fire consumes wood, and is extinguished by water, unless it be by these events that are found agreeable to the laws of nature? And there is required a violation of these laws, or in other words, a miracle to prevent them. So the idea is that a miracle is a violation of the laws of nature. And then he says, nothing is esteemed a miracle if it ever happens in the common course of nature. And so he says, it's no miracle that a man in seeming good health should die on a sudden, because such a kind of death, the dead has been observed frequently to happen. But it is a miracle that a dead man should come to life. Yeah.
I kind of view it as it seems to be a violation of the laws of nature, but is it actually a violation of universal law? Is there a difference between the two, or do they fall under the same philosophy?
Well, I think Hume would say the two are equivalent. There's a second sense of a miracle as a sort of unusual happening. So, and Hume kind of conflates the two. He says, nothing's a miracle if it's something that happens commonly, right? So sometimes people say, well, think about the miracle of the sunset. But, you know, it's not really a miracle, right? It's just that's a kind of like a metaphorical miracle. So Hume says, so it's not a miracle. So he gives the example of two things. So one is like, a man drops dead suddenly. Well, maybe it's kind of unusual, but it's, you know, something you've seen happen, right? Or you've heard a story about it happening, but something you might have, you collectively human beings seem to experience. But the second idea is a dead man comes to life. That's something you don't see every day.
And he would say, that's something that nobody's ever seen. And so when somebody says a dead man's come to life, you could think, well, there's got to be some explanation why somebody would think that. And Hume says, basically, it would be a miracle if somebody wasn't telling you a lie for profit, for attention, or made a mistake, or got carried away with their emotions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, it would be a miracle if there actually was a miracle. That people believe all kinds of crazy things and they make mistakes and they also lie. And so anytime somebody tells you a miracle happened, there's got to be some other explanation other than that a miracle actually happened, because miracles don't happen. Because miracles are a violation of the laws of nature, and the laws of nature don't have any violations, because otherwise they wouldn't be the laws of nature. So think about, like, if someone told you, anybody ever heard a convincing story of a miracle happening? I remember one time I was watching the 700 Club, and there's a story of this woman that had muscular sclerosis, and she, like, had a pretty severe case of it. She was in a wheelchair. She couldn't really move that well. She could move her arms a little bit, but she's sort of, you know, palsied and couldn't walk. Couldn't feed herself. Couldn't take care of herself. And she was, like, prayed over by people in the church, and all of a sudden she could kind of move her arms a little bit, and she could move her torso, and finally she could, like, kind of crawl around, and then in no time at all she's, like, riding a bicycle around. I was like, wow, it's a miracle, right? She was healed. And so, I am watching this on TV, right? And they're showing this, and they're doing, like, a dramatization of what it was like before she was healed. And then they talk to her doctor and said, I don't know. People don't get cured of muscular sclerosis, but somehow she's riding a bicycle. I have no explanation for it. And it's a miracle, right? So then, what would Hume say about this? Well, either it's like, you know, maybe Hume would say, well, it's possible that they're kind of cooking this story up. It's on TV to try to get donations. Or maybe she had some sort of disease like muscular sclerosis, but she was misdiagnosed. Maybe it's all psychosomatic. Maybe she had some sort of psychological problem and it manifested as the neurological disease. Maybe she was faking. Maybe she's faking the disease for attention.
Maybe it just never happened.
Yeah, it might just be a story cooked up to try to convince people of something, because people lie. So Hume would say, whatever you see on TV, it would be a miracle if any of it was true. It would be a miracle if there was a miracle. Which is the greater miracle? That somebody is telling you something that's not true for an ulterior motive? That happens every day. It'd be a miracle if that wasn't the case. Right? It'd be a miracle if somebody's actually telling you the truth about a miracle. So it'd be a miracle if it was a miracle. Right? So Hume makes the following arguments. Like, a miracle is a violation of the laws of nature. Laws of nature have no exceptions. Therefore, a miracle can never occur.
Good old deductive reasoning.
Right, so that's it for miracle.
So what do you think about this as an argument? Yeah.
So what if the understanding of the laws of nature aren't correct? What if there is some type of effect with a large group of prayer that has an effect on the sick patient? And we just don't understand it with the medical technology or a use point with the technology they have.
Well, then it's not a miracle.
But it's perceived as a miracle because your understanding is not available.
Yeah, but it's still not a miracle. It's like there's an explanation for it in terms of the laws of nature. So, yeah, so the idea is that it still wouldn't be a miracle. It'd be like there'd be some explanation. Like, for example, I don't know, I think of a Jesus heals a 12-year-old girl who's dead. And the idea is that, well, maybe she, like, maybe she's got, like, narcolepsy, and she's fallen to a deep coma, and maybe she just spontaneously came out of it when Jesus was there. Or maybe he, like, held her hand, and that stimulus caused her brain to click back into gear and wake her up or whatever. But he would say that's just, there's a naturalistic explanation. Yeah.
What would he say about the resurrection itself?
Well, he says, you know, a dead body doesn't come to life.
So,
even though Hume at the beginning talks about our Savior and, you know, the foundation of our faith and so on, is, you know, he's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I mean, Hume's probably an atheist. Definitely doesn't believe in organized religion or disorganized religion. He might have some kind of mystical beliefs. It's hard to say, but he wrote this book, Dialogues on Natural Religion, where he talks about proofs for God's existence. And there's one character there who's kind of a mystic, and people argue about whether Hume has some sympathies with the mystic. But anyway, probably Hume's an atheist. So he starts out with this thing about transubstantiation, and this, you know, and the Christian who says, well, you got to trust your senses. Your senses tell you it's bread and wine. So if your senses tell you it's bread and wine, you got to believe it's bread and wine, because you trusted your senses in the first place when you took the testimony of the apostles for face value. And Hume is coming along saying, well, let's talk about the testimony of the apostles. They saw Jesus do all these miracles. Doesn't the idea of a miracle cause you to doubt your senses? Because your senses tell you dead people don't come back from the dead. Your senses tell you that people can't float up into the sky and disappear behind a cloud. Your senses tell you that a person can't walk on water or still the sea with a command or feed 5,000 people with a handful of loaves and fishes. Right, so Hume would say that your senses tell you that miracles don't happen, so you're not justified on the basis of eyewitness testimony in believing in miracles, because the same senses that if you listen to a person say, well, here's what I saw, you have to distrust your own senses, which say, those things don't happen. Same sort of idea. So this is his argument. Miracles are a violation of the laws of nature. Laws of nature have no exceptions. Therefore, a miracle can never occur. And it might sound kind of cut and dry and like a good argument. You think it's kind of weird that Hume is making this argument? First of all, I just mentioned three objections here. So first of all, it's an a priori argument. It's like a deductive argument based on concepts, the concept of a miracle. And it's being used to prove a factual matter. Remember, Hume says that matters of fact and existence have to be proved via the senses.
You
can't use it all over Descartes and the rationalists for saying that you can prove things with a priori reasoning. But here he is saying, well, he's just essentially defines miracles out of existence. Well, how do you know the laws of nature have no exceptions? Well, because you've never seen the miracle happen. Well, what about all these people that say that they saw miracles? Well, they got to be lying, or they're making a mistake, and they're making it up. Why? Because because the laws of nature have no exceptions. So the other problem with this is it seems to be circular reasoning. How do we know a miracle can never occur? Well, because the laws of nature have no exceptions. But how do we know the laws of nature have no exceptions? Well, because we've never seen a miracle occur. Right? So it's a sort of, how do you know? People say they've observed miracles. We can't listen to those people. Well, why not? Well, because miracles don't happen. How do you know that? Well, have you ever seen a miracle? Well, no.